My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
It's March Sauceness. Every week this past month, we've been talking about different sauces that you can make quick, easy cleanup at home during the week for your family. Chef Plum, three-time Emmy-nominated host of Restaurant Road Trip. Find him online at chefplum.com. We have done every kind of sauce, and if you've missed any of them, you can go to our Instagram or to annaandraven.com and see them there. But today, what do we need with the sauce?
You got to sop something up with it, right?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to eat bread.
I have this recipe that I'm going to share with you that is my go-to. It's so good for everything. Raven, you can make dumplings. You can make bread, pizza dough out of it.
Is this like a focaccia? It looks thicker than any that I've really had served to me before.
Yeah, so I made a focaccia out of this one. Phenomenal. So let me tell you how to make this, okay? So it's super, super simple, but there's one little chefy trick you have to do to it. So,
chefy trick.
And I'm going to say as a
that's
chef.
That's a flashy one. I like that.
You're going to start off with 650 milliliters.
In normal people talk.
Yeah, it's a quart and a half, roughly.
Was that so hard?
Of warm water, and you're going to put it into a bowl, right? I use my mixing bowl from my KitchenAid mixer, so pour it in there. And then we're going to add about a teaspoon or so, a little bit more than a teaspoon of honey. Here's why. You're about to add yeast to this. Yeast has to have sugar, right? It has to have sugar because that's what it eats. And then basically the byproduct of the yeast eating the sugar is carbon dioxide, which is what causes all of those wonderful little bubbles in our bread to happen.
I mean, if you weren't a chef, you would have been a mad scientist.
Mr. Whiz Dog.
Seriously.
So that's what makes it leaven and get tall. Take that honey, put it in the warm water, give a little mix around so it kind of mixes in. And I take 7 grams or one packet of yeast, pour it in there. Let it sit on the top of it. This is the chefy part here. We want the yeast to bloom, is what we call it. Now,
he's just showing off.
Right.
Oh, stop it. What we want to do is start to foam on top, right, where it's making so much carbon dioxide, it's foaming on top. It takes about 5 or 6 minutes. That's no time at all. Once you're there, you're going to add 1 kilogram.
Come on, man. Speak American.
The whole bag?
Yeah, the 5-pound bag. Yeah. It's about half of it.
Okay. Half of a bag of, so 2.5 pounds.
Seems like it would have been easy to say it that way.
Right.
But thanks.
Well, you know.
So fancy.
And you're going to start mixing it in, right? You can mix it with your hands. I use my mixer with a dough hook and it just spins around. It's going to be a little bit sticky. I've found that when it comes to making bread, it's all about the hydration. This is the hydration amount that I like. And the one we're going to taste here today, I add a little rosemary and lemon zest to the dough and mix it up so it's mixed in there so it's beautiful. And I take this bread or this dough.
I smell it.
And we're going to let it sit someplace a little bit warmer, you know, not even the sunlight's fantastic. Let it sit there so it starts to double in size. It'll happen in about 20 minutes.
You have to wait for the dough to
smell.
Rise.
Yes.
A lemon zest in there.
Can you smell it?
I can.
Well, we've got some of the bread here, as you can see.
Nice.
Oh, it's
brought some
good.
To the studio. But once it rises, then we'll cut it in half is what I usually do. And I press it down into a cookie tray or whatever you call these things, a Pyrex container.
Yeah.
Some sort of glass. You know, glass
casserole.
A glass.
Casserole dish.
Casserole dish.
There it is. That's why Raven's here.
Good thing I'm a chef.
So press it down into it. Use your fingers to press it to make little holes everywhere. And we're going to top with a little bit of olive oil and let it sit one more time for about 20 more minutes so it doubles in size yet again. Now you have another half a dough you can save. You can take that same dough. Anna, you can, as you're making a chicken soup, take little pieces of dough and drop it in. It makes beautiful dumplings in the soup. You can take that dough and roll it, put pepperoni and cheese in it, fold it in half. You have a beautiful calzone dough. It works for everything.
Are you eating over there already?
I'm so hungry.
I mean,
I had to take a bite. It smelled so good, and I'm so hungry.
I've been waiting for him to stop talking.
I didn't think he ever was going to stop talking.
No. I'm right here.
Are we done?
Are the
ingredients done
now
yet?
Now what do I do? Is bake it? All right.
So then, once you had it, it doubled in size in your pan, your casserole dish
oh,
this.
Oh, it's good.
I know.
Throw it in 400-degree oven, about 15, 20 minutes, and you're ready to rock and roll. Once you take it out of the oven, spray it with some olive oil, let it sit. It is the best. Taste it. You tell me.
It's so good.
Sop up any sauce you want with that.
Find them online at chefplum.com. We'll put this video up if it went too fast on our Instagram
but
at
wait,
Ann Raven.
What do you think? Is it you haven't said
it's delicious,
like it.
And I want to hurry up and finish it, so I have to end
I just
the segment.
Tell you
thank
like
you.
It.
Yes.
I mean, the breadcrumbs are on the bottom. They're just, it is good.
All right, that's what we want.